From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto. 500 Draper residents were tested yesterday for COVID-19 antibodies. The city is one of four offering the $70 test, and Mayor Troy Walker says knowing who may have had the virus without showing symptoms could be key for future policymaking.
The way out of this safely is testing and knowing what it truly looks like across our community.
Bluffdale, Riverton, and Vineyard will also offer antibody testing to their residents. People must sign up beforehand. Draper has another round scheduled for next week, and slots are already full. Most of Utah eased into the low-risk phase of the state's pandemic plan last Saturday, but as KUER's David Fox in our Southwest News Bureau reports, health officials are worried about the recent uptick in coronavirus cases off the Wasatch Front.
The number of positive cases of COVID-19 in southwest Utah has continued to climb in recent weeks, reaching 260 on Wednesday. Local public health officials previously attributed the rise in cases to more testing, but at a recent press briefing, state epidemiologist Angela Dunn offered a different message.
The increase in positives does not seem to be linked to the increase in testing. We're actually seeing an increase in the percent positive there as well. There is the potential for a surge in southern Utah at this point.
Dave Heaton, with the Southwest Utah Public Health Department, says they aren't sure what's driving the spike.
We don't know why those numbers are going up. It could be the natural peak in a curve. It could be an indication of a surge, which we hope isn't the case. Just not sure at this time.
The department is encouraging all Southwest Utah residents to follow the state's low-risk recommendations, like frequent hand washing and social distancing, or wearing a mask where that may be difficult. David Fox, KUER News.
San Juan County is also seeing a rise. The number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 on the Navajo Nation in Utah reached 238 yesterday, up more than 100 over the past 2 weeks. The infection rate there is around 3,800 cases per 100,000 residents, which is more than 15 times the rate in Utah. Navajo Nation and local public health officials say the increase is partially due to aggressive testing. Radioactive waste from Eastern Europe could be headed to Utah, where the only active uranium mill in the United States is located. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger reports that has one nearby community concerned.
The White Mesa Mill is located less than 3 miles from Ute Mountain Ute Land in San Juan County. It was built in 1980 to process natural uranium ore, but its owner, Energy Fuels, has been processing radioactive waste since the 1990s. Now, the company wants the state's approval to process waste from Estonia, and the tribe is worried the mill could become an international destination for hazardous material.
The tribe does not want these materials to continue to be delivered to their neighborhood, to their traditional lands, and stored there forever.
That's Scott Clow, director of the tribe's environmental program. He asked the state to deny the mill's permit request in a hearing yesterday. Paul Gorenson with Energy Fuels says the material is not waste because it contains uranium.
We can take that material, run it through the mill, get the uranium off of it, basically recycling what would be normally a waste, a radioactive waste, and make it into fuel.
The state is accepting public comment on the permit request until June 5th. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
A team of scientists have discovered the fossilized remains of a 151-million-year-old predatory insect in southeastern Utah's San Juan County. Morrisonepa jurassica is a relative of today's giant water bug, which hunts underwater in ponds and streams and is known for its extremely painful bites. This insect fossil is the first of its kind to be found from the Jurassic period in North America, and it includes the abdomen, part of the forewing, and possibly the head. It's now part of the collection at the Utah Fieldhouse of Natural History State Park Museum in Vernal. Howard Nielsen, a four-term congressman representing Utah, has died. Before winning a seat to Washington, Nielsen was a Utah legislator and Speaker of the House. After his stint in Congress and missions with The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Nielsen won a seat in the Utah Senate. E&E News notes that the Republican was key in negotiating the 1990 Clean Air Act during his final term in Congress. Nielsen was 95. The number of U.S. airline passengers is creeping up as states begin to relax their stay-at-home orders, according to data from the Transportation Security Administration. The Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports that doesn't mean travel is anywhere near normal.
Last Saturday, more than 250,000 people passed through airport security checkpoints across the country. That's almost three times as many airline passengers as there were during the deepest travel lull in mid-April. But it's still just a fraction of what's normal. Many airlines are continuing to limit the number of flights to cities across the region. Vicky Varela is the managing director of the Utah Office of Tourism. She expects most travel to her state this summer will happen via cars, and the tourists will be from around the Mountain West.
We think the domestic and international travel by flight is going to be the later part of the recovery.
States such as Idaho, Nevada, and Montana have encouraged travelers from out of state to self-quarantine for 14 days before they move around freely. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
I'm Diane Majapinto, KUER News.